back here at the 21st Amendment. We're joined by the manager of the San Francisco Giants. An amazing day today. And Bruce Bochy, nice to join Marty, the one-man party.
Yeah, it's quite a party you have going here, Marty. But I'm not surprised, you know. Whenever I see you, there's a party going on. So, no, it's good to be here with you.
What a day. As I said, I came up here about the eighth inning because I had to get ready. I didn't know we were going. You play a lot of extra inning games these days. You know that. But I didn't realize we were going to have one today. But take me through kind of a little bit. The end of the game was unbelievable.
It really was. I mean, there's so many good things that happened out there today. First of all, you know, here we get a young rookie, Connors, out there, and he keeps us in a ball game, five good innings. And then the bullpen. You saw what they did. They've been incredible all year. I mean, not just today. And, you know, you look at the things that they're doing, and it's really the reason we're winning these tight games and these extra inning games, because of the effort that they're giving. And then before we won the game, the inning before, we had first and second, and you know, they got out of it. That can be disheartening, but you know, it's been somebody different every day. Today it was Yastrzemski, and then somebody told me, you know, that's a fifth Yastrzemski walk-off homer. I said, really? You know, we're talking about Carl, obviously, but that's pretty cool that he added on to, you know, the family legacy. And so it was time to end that game. And I can tell you, somebody blown on that ball with Buster. Because Buster, he was tired. You know, he caught 16 day off. Then he's back in extra innings. So this is a great moment. I mean, great series. Three wins could have gone either way, and to win those three, you know, it's just amazing what these guys are doing.
I'll take this Yastrzemski other than the other one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, at this time,
yes,
sure.
Yes, he's 80.
Come on. Yeah, no, I got you. I was a little quicker than you on that one. But you know what? We talked about it in Milwaukee, and we were in a tight spot and, you know, didn't know we had to, you know, use an option there to get up a pitcher, but, you know, he was going to start that day. We said, no, there's no way we can do it. And now he's been helping us win games ever since. Had a big series in Colorado. And, of course, what he did today, Dickerson, we're trying to rest him and give him a break. So he's been out there almost every inning. So incredible what he's doing.
How are they feeling in general? You guys play a bunch of games in Colorado. You come back for a tough four-game series here. A lot of pitchers used, extra inning games. How's the team feeling in general?
Well, the vibe's great. It really is. I'll be honest. I know there's got to be some tired puppies in there. But you know what? When you're winning and you get on the roll, you know, you get that adrenaline rush. You know, you just get that mojo going and they feel it. So that helps matters. Now, if you're on the other side of this, it would make it very tough. But, you know, they aren't talking about it. They're not asking for days off. Today I was able to give Sandoval and Belt a day. And here Zach Greene comes up and gets two big hits for
that?
Us. So, you know, really good things are happening from our system, too. It's shown the depth that we do have. And I think Farhan's done a great job of just making this roster better. And so it's been fun to watch. The blend of the veterans and the young guys coming together and finding ways to win ball games.
Yeah, and it's 28-16. It's 44 games. This isn't just a weekend. You've been playing good ball for a while, and the formula, you've been down this road so many times with the starting pitching and that bullpen and that timely hitting.
Right, well, and that's what it is. I mean, you have to get good pitching if you get on the roll, and occasionally you got to slug it with the other team, and now we're showing that capability because, as you know, we're putting up big runs, and then we get back here and kind of gotten back to our way of, you know, needing to keep it close and find a way to win a ball game. But, you know, with that said, I mean, you look at how the schedule's gone. I mean, go in Colorado, play a doubleheader, and all the extra inning games. So, you know, you expect them to be a little tired and maybe not quite swing the bats like we normally do. But, you know, they'll catch a breath. We have a day off coming up after this series. But meanwhile, we've got to keep marching.
And one of the things I think we love watching you do is manage the bench, because I think you do that better than anybody, you know, that we could name, the way that you manage Vogt and Donovan Solano and a bunch of these guys who have been key players in some of the big wins that you guys have had. You know, how do you kind of manage the way you're going to do that? Because I think it seems like it comes out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, I appreciate those comments. You know what? it's my job to try to keep the troops fresh, keep everybody involved. It creates a sense of oneness and makes it a lot easier when they're going out there and they're doing something good. Donovan Solano, who you're talking about, but Zach Green. Now you have confidence in him, and really throughout the roster, what guys are doing enables you to the rest of the guys a little bit more, and so I think they complement each other well. That I'm talking about the platoon situation, the lefties and righties, but again, you have to look. I mean, this pitching has just done a great job, and what I'm proud of is the brand of ball we're playing, the defense, and the executing that we're doing when we need to do it.
You know, it's funny. Every team needs a spokesperson. Every team needs that guiding person, and I think this week Bumgarner sort of became that with his words after the game that he pitched, and everyone said, "Well, you're going to be traded." Look, he said, "I don't give a so and so. I'm here to win ball games." And there was something about it when he said it. I said, boy, that's a leader saying it. Now, you let him hit, and I was saying, get the pinch hitter in there. I was yelling and screaming, and you let him hit, and he did his 9 innings. But afterwards, he stood up, and I think that kind of leadership is very important to the team, and I think he really showed it.
Well, and the guys feed off that, but he's a leader in this club, and that's why he hit there. I mean, he's our guy, and we've seen him knock in big runs, too, and he really has a pretty good at-bats. I know he struck out a couple times against center guard, but you know what? He's the guy I want up there. He surprised me when I got on him. 3-1, we put the runner in motion. He surprised me. He didn't put that ball in play, but gave you a good at-bat. We still had Belt up there. Didn't get it done, but he gave us 2 more innings. Still barking at me for not letting him pitch a 10th inning, so I'm dealing with that with him. But you know what? That's who he is, and that's what makes him so good, is he has that maniacal focus you like as far as going on the field. You saw it in the postseason. You're seeing it now because, I mean, everybody's talking about it. They're asking him. They're asking me, you know, is this going to be his last game? That was the talk before that game, but you know, he concentrates on what he needs to do, and that's what makes him so good.
This is fun. This is fun. I like this. This is baseball. This is the pennant race. This is where it starts. This is where we wait for things in baseball. You've been down this with the Astros, with the Padres. You know, this is this is what it's all about. Isn't it funny?
Well, it is, and you know, and as I said, it's just a different vibe in there. I mean, what, 6 weeks ago, I mean, we looked dead in the water, and it makes the game tough. You know, we got off to a tough start. We were trying to get this roster figured out and trying some guys, and sometimes it takes a little time. But you know, these guys have come together. They've gelled, and they're playing well together, and now they're playing important games, and that's why you play the game. And I don't know what's going to happen from this point on, but what I can say is where we're at playing meaningful games that these guys are having a lot of fun with. And I can tell you, no one's better at tight games and important games than these guys. It's in their DNA. They've shown that, and they're playing like it.
Bruce, I'm just shocked you said it's 2019. You're calling hit and runs with the pitcher at the plate, huh?
Well, it's a 3-1 count, so you know, it's not there.
I'm poking fun a little bit.
But yeah. No, I know you are. But now we'll hit and run with these pitchers. Yeah. You know, and actually, we tried to, you know, to be a little bit more aggressive here, and we're putting more guys in motion and doing some things, especially here at our ballpark. Yeah. I think we've shown it's a little tougher to score here. But, hey, you know what? I had a good hitter up there, and I'm on them for not making contact there.
What fun. Well, thanks for stopping by. Seriously.
Oh, of course, Marty.
This is good. This is good. This is fun. And you get to this time of the year in July, and every game with this crazy trade deadline, every game feels like a playoff game. Because, say, well, you lose a couple, and oh, my God. Then you win a couple, and you say, all right, this is it. It's interesting.
Right. And it's bunched up. But you know what? It's going to be so much more fun now than where we were. Huh. And, you know, guys are looking forward to getting to the park. Not that it, you know, they weren't, but it puts a hop to your step when, you know, you're playing these important ball games. And so I'm having fun with it. But I'm getting more joy out of watching their joy with winning these games and having fun. Good for them. They've worked hard to get to this point. And like I said, who knows what's going to happen, but I will say you got a group of guys in there that look like they're on a mission.
And it's terrific baseball, and it's what we love. It's terrific baseball at the right time. You know this guy to your right here?
Hey, today, Sugar?
He's my favorite left-hander that's sitting here at this table.
Jeremy Affleck. Wait, I'm a lefty.
Marty's a lefty,
I'm a lefty, too. You know that.
I didn't know that, Marty.
Yeah, you're media.
You're my second
you're
favorite.
Media.
But it's nice to be here, and you want to say something about Jeremy, of course. This is a great time of year for him, and he does so much with Generation Alive. And it's good that you're here to support it. But a little bit about Jeremy, what it was like working with him.
Oh, he's awesome. I hate saying it with him here. That's big enough. But what he did to help us win championships, and he's a handful of times. You know, he can test you. But when it was money time to win a ball game, there's nobody you weren't out there more than him. The numbers showed in the postseason, and he can keep you on the edge of your seat. And sometimes I couldn't watch some of those battles, but the most enjoyable thing about Jeremy wasn't his pitching. I love to watch him hit. That's the most entertaining thing I've ever seen, is to watch him compete up there hitting. And he actually threw out a couple knocks.
Yeah, I did, and a couple really scary. He used to put me up against lefties that were sidearmers because he liked hearing me scream as he threw a slider at my head. And I'd scream and swing, and then I'd look in at him. He's just laughing. I'm like, that's not funny, man. That thing was about to hit me. It was great.
Jeremy, success doesn't happen by accident in baseball, and, of course, as a manager. And Bruce is going to be a Hall of Fame manager. But what is it about Bruce Bochy? And you could say this. He's next to you. You could take a shot at him if you want. Yeah. But what is it that makes him special?
Well, you know, the problem with baseball is they call them managers. And the only problem with that is you manage things. You don't manage people. And I think one of the things that I really learned from him is he leads people. He leads men. And he's got 25 guys at any given time. And I used to get upset at him for coddling some guys, you know. Like, it really upset me. But then, you know, as I started to watch him, he just tried to take each individual and be like, listen, I got to get these guys to play. And play for me and be able to trust my decisions. And so sometimes, like me, I need a kick in the butt. Like, I don't need pampering necessarily. I needed to be, hey, man, if I'm not doing my job, there's plenty of times I went out there and I threw two balls, no strikes. All of a sudden, he's going to have a guy warming up, but he knew it would piss me off, right? Like, it would frustrate me, you warming up a guy when I'm pitching. But he did it to light a fire, and he said, look, if I don't trust you, then make me earn my trust, like earn it. Like, and he did it, and that's what I needed. Other guys maybe needed pampering. Other guys needed some extra days off or whatever it was, and he kind of just understood each guy, and then he did what he had to do. And I got a question asked to me the other day. They said, well, what else did you learn from Bochy when it came to leading men? I said, he's unapologetic, and meaning, hey, look, I'm trying to win a ball game. I'm not really worried about hurting your feelings. So if I don't put you in the game when you think you should be in the game, that's got nothing to do with me thinking, oh, I wonder if Jeremy's going to be upset with me. It's, hey, I got to win a ball game. And this is what I feel in my gut wins a ball game. If you got a problem, you can come talk to me anytime you want. The door's open. But that doesn't mean I'm going to say sorry. And if you're going to ask me a question, you better be ready for the answer.
Okay.
And that's what made him so good. And make guys want to play for him is because at least you're honest with me and you didn't try to be PC about it. And he's won a lot of ball games, and he's won a lot of ball games in the playoffs. And he was able to do that during the season. It allowed us in the playoffs to not be like, well, I'm the seventh inning guy. No, you might be my third inning guy because that's the seventh inning right now. And it showed it in 2014. He threw me in second inning all the way through the 10th inning. I pitched every inning in the 2014 playoffs from the second through the 10th inning. And I didn't even know it until Jason Stark told me about it. And the reason I didn't know it is because I didn't care. Because I trusted that when he had me in the ball game, that's when he needed me in that ball game. And he earned guys' trust that way. And I think he's done that with a lot of guys. And that's why he's won so many games. And he's got three rings. And he's a Hall of Famer for a reason. And he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and I think I really appreciate that about him.
Boy, well said.
It's exceptionally well said.
What do you
said.
Think?
Yeah.
I'll pay him later. But, you know, I got to be honest, though. I mean, he touched on it. One size doesn't fit all. You do treat him different. But was there ever a time you went out to the mound, I didn't start getting somebody up?
Every time. That's true.
I think that was true. Every time. So
the problem was, the worst ones that really upset me was when he pulled me into the game and I come running in. He hasn't even handed me the ball, and I hear the glove popping from the bullpen back there. And he would just say, wait till he comes running in, and then start warming somebody up. That didn't make me feel very good, but it was what it was. So,
Well, this bullpen is doing it for you again. You know, one thing that you've shown in your whole career is you can handle a bullpen. Seven innings, a two-hit ball today, shutout ball, and once again, the bullpen is there for you.
Well, I've been lucky. I've been blessed, you know, to
have
such a good bullpen over the years. You go back to Jeremy and Javi and Romo and Wilson, Casilla, all these guys, and, you know, they can make you look smart or make you look really dumb. And I've been blessed. I know that. You know, that's the key to winning so many games, especially tight ball games, or those guys down the bullpen. They make your season. I've been lucky.
Well, I'll let you guys go in and enjoy Jeremy's event, Generation Alive. We're always happy to be here. It's a great event, and whatever we can do to support it, we like it. But, Bruce, thanks again for stopping by, and I forgive you for letting Bumgarner hit. It's okay. Flan was all over me. Flan went nuts. And he convinced me it was the right move, so it's okay. But I love this part of baseball. I do.
Well, I can't find you. I'll look for you now before I make a move. I'll look up.
Hey, Art once said that. Art once said that when he brought in Buddy Groom.
He's not managing anymore,
right?
So I'm not going to do that.
He's in Houston. Yeah, Buddy Groom was coming in. He said, I wonder what Marty thinks of this. That was it. But I appreciate you coming on, as always.
No, thanks. Always good talking with you. You know that, Marty.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll take a break.